Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone to the Shir. We're learning Chavos Avav, the seventh parak. And we're learning the things that ruin your betachen. What ruins your betachen? So we're up to page Kuf Tzadik Hei. Umehem, sechlusai b'mitzvahs habayirei sbarach. Yimamish, missing out, understanding in the mitzvahs of Hashem, what's lema tairasai, Hashem said in the Torah to rely on him and to be samech on him. Hashem said in the Torah to build in your heart this feeling of betachen Hashem. Like nowadays, everyone's panicking always. This is going to happen, that's going to happen. A world of panic. We live in a world of panic. So that's wrong, because Hashem told you to rely on Him and not to panic and not to all these daigas and worries and cheshbainas and cheshashas. The whole world is going to fall apart. Hashem runs the world. You don't have to worry about it. So Hashem told you to rely on Him. It's very interesting that the Chavos Avavos brings this pasuk Chanun Abizayis. And David HaMelech and Tehillim brings down endless psukim on betachen that give you bracha. Endless psukim. Pasuk after pasuk that if you betach on Hashem, you'll get bracha. The Chavos Avavos brings down a pasuk in Malachi, the Chanun Abizayis, that's not even talking about betachen over there. It's talking about Meiser. It's a big problem. Why does the Chavos Avavos do this? He says, "B'chanun abezayis." He brings down a pasuk in Malachi, somewhere Meiser, and he says that that's the makar to rely on Hashem. That's in your commando. There's psukim after psukim and all over Tehillim, all over Tanakh, right? What do you have to bring down a pasuk by Meiser for? B'chanun abezayis.
He's testing.
It's a strong lashon. So pshat is that the Chavos Avavos holds that when you give Meiser, The test of Hashem, right? That Hashem will pay you with a bracha. That bracha that you're getting is because you're betachan in Him, because when you give ma'aser, you're betachan Hashem, right? You do a mitzvah like that. Every mitzvah really is betachan, and that's how a Teva Levana learns. Lismay chalav alavadasei u'shmiris mitzvayis av yisbarach. Kvashar Chazal aser b'shvil shetes asher. V'arim chunah b'zayis klayim b'meiser. V'chein shar mitzvahs kulam. Kvashar mechassav l'isi tzadik nezav. Unbelievable. He's learning that all mitzvahs in the Torah is betachin. Why? Why am I put tefillin on? Why? It was a waste of time. I put tefillin on today. It was a waste of time. Why is not a waste of time? It wasn't a waste of time. That Hashem's going to reward me, right? It wasn't a waste of time. Why wasn't it a waste of time? Hashem's going to give me a schar for it. Hashem wants me to put tefillin on. I don't just waste my time, right? So the whole Torah is betachen. I'm relying on Hashem. I'm trusting Hashem, right? Hashem's going to take care of me. What did I put tefillin on for? I was wasting my time. What did I get from it? Did I make money off it? The answer is I'm trusting Hashem that He's going to do bracha, give me bracha, right? He's going to give me olam haba. So pshat is that the b'chanunina b'zayis is all betachen Hashem. That's why Hashem's giving you the schar. So the reason why Hashem is giving you schar for all the mitzvahs is not because you put tefillin on, it's because you're betachen. You're betachen, you're trusting Hashem and you're putting on tefillin. You're trusting in Hashem. That's why He's giving you schar. Right, but the schar that you get is for trusting Hashem. And that's why you're doing the mitzvahs.
Maybe you're doing the mitzvah because
Hashem told you to do the mitzvah.
Hashem Shemayim?
Gratitude
to Hashem
for what Hashem did, even
what
Hashem says.
Right.
Maybe doing the same Shemaim.
You have to do a mitzvah, you have to do it. Hashem created you guys.
Why
does
he
keep to give you
schar? No, but you're saying, well, he's asking that I do it for a curse to Hashem, right? I do a curse to Hashem. Who said I'm getting schar? Who said I'm doing it for schar? Okay, I get schar. Who said I'm doing it for schar? That's what he's asking. What do you see the betachen in it? No. The answer is that this is what I feel. I feel the answer is that there's no such thing in this world in a human being doing something if he's not getting benefit out of it. No such thing. It says in Chazal, Al Tehei Meshamshim Mereshka Bras. Yeah. So Chavis Vavis answers that I don't deserve pras. That's what it means. I don't deserve pras. In other words, if I do a mitzvah, of course I'm doing it because I want to get pras out of it. There's no such thing as a human being doing something without pras. But the pras is not what I deserve. Because I did a mitzvah, I deserve pras. No, that's not pshat. Pshat is, I have betachen Hashem that He's going to give me pras for doing the mitzvah, even though I don't deserve it. That's pshat in the Mishnah.
It's
pshat.
It's more like the Gemara's.
Okay, fine. So in Olam Haba, I'm going to get schar, right? So I'm putting on tefillin. I want to have kirvus Hashem. I don't deserve schar because Hashem already paid me so much in this world. I don't deserve any schar for what I'm doing. Like he said, no matter what I do, I can't appreciate what Hashem already gave me. But going further, I'm putting on tefillin because I want the relationship to grow with Hashem. And I have in mind that I want to have more connection with Hashem so Hashem will give me more schar. Not because I deserve the schar, but because of the relationship. No, a human being is wired that everything he does is for a purpose. And if I'm not going to extend my relationship with Hashem more, I'm not going to do it. Uh-huh. Every mitzvah is extending the relationship more. And every mitzvah is betachen. That's betachen.
Yeah, but the Gemara's mashmah is like, as shatasha, it's like, even if it doesn't have betachen, it's like as an investment. Here, I'm putting in 10%.
It's only because of the, he's learning it's only because of the betachen. Because he's trusting in Hashem, you're giving tzedakah. Right? The Gemara says, the right to what I'm saying is the Gemara says that if you say, I'm giving tzedakah, I'm an ashikh yabini, you're tzedek gomer. Why?
If your son doesn't
live. Why? Why you're tzedek gomer? Because a Yid knows that he doesn't deserve. He's going to do it for Hashem regardless.
Right.
And he knows that Hashem wants to give him schar. Right? Hashem wants to give him schar. Mm-hmm. So I know that's relationship. That's a tight relationship. That means that I'm in a relationship with Hashem. Even if Hashem doesn't do exactly what I asked for, I trust him still that the schar will be greater than the thing I don't want. Right. If I don't get the answer right now. Right. So, in other words, the whole Torah really is, that's what he's saying, the whole Torah is a relationship with Hashem. That I'm in this relationship, not that I deserve schar, but the more I do, I'm gaining my connection to Hashem, and I'm going to get more from that. I'm going to get more from that, not because I deserve it. So, b'chanuni no b'zois is, test me, Hashem, saying, not that I'm going to answer exactly what you asked for necessarily, right? Not necessarily the kid's going to get better. But the b'chunno is that in the relationship that I'm doing for Hashem will benefit me, right? It's going to benefit me more. It'll be a bigger benefit for me. The b'chanuni no is in the relationship. It's not necessarily that I'm going to get exactly what I asked for right now, because Hashem has a different plan for me. But the b'chanuni no b'zois is that I'm gaining from this ma'isa. I'm gaining from this relationship with Hashem. I'm gaining from it. B'chanuni no b'zois. That test me, Hashem says. That answers the question the Chosdova said before, they not put yourself in sakana and say I'm b'teach. Why? Because it says Laisanasu is Hashem. The Yid in the Midbar were over, they were testing Hashem, Mayesh Hashem b'kerbeinu im'ayin. Is Hashem with us or not? So the Chosdova brings that pasuk of Laisanasu is Hashem. And he says that pasuk is talking about a person who puts himself in a sakana. He goes into Harlem in the middle of the night, puts himself in a sakana, he's testing Hashem. And it says, Lo yisanasnus Hashem alakechem, right? The Yidden in the Midbar, we're testing Hashem. Ayesh Hashem alakirbeinu im'ayin. What is going to Harlem have to do with testing Hashem? What does it have to do one thing with another? I'm going to Harlem, right? And I want Hashem to save me. What's the vart? Why are you going to Harlem for? Right? Why are you going to Harlem? Right? Why are you going to Harlem for? Why are you putting yourself in danger? The Teretz is, you want to see a miracle. Right? Ayesh Hashem b'lekerbeinu? Is Hashem with me? Am I going to be able to write a book? A story? Am I going to be able to write a story in the Hamidia newspaper that everyone should see that I was saved, that Hashem took care of me? Am I going to be able to write that story? Hayesh Hashem b'kerbeini? Is Hashem with me? That means I don't know if Hashem is with me or not. I don't know if Hashem is with me. Why am I going to Harlem? Because I don't know. I want to see Hashem. I don't believe in Hashem. I want to see that He's really there. If you don't know if Hashem is there, then you have no betachen Hashem. Then you have no betachen.
You don't believe in Hashem.
You don't believe in Hashem. If you have to write a book of miracles,
I don't understand. The guy won't go to Harlem unless he's sure that Hashem will save him.
Right. So you're putting yourself in danger. So what does the Chazal say? Lo yisanasu es Hashem. Right. Don't test Hashem. Which pasuk does he bring? The pasuk says, "Lo yisanasu Hashem bekirbeinu yim'ayin." Right. Lo yisanasu es Hashem. Right. Don't test to see if Hashem is with me or not. Right. That's the pasuk in the Midbar. Right. They didn't want to know, is Hashem with us in the Midbar? Hashem just gave you man yesterday. Well, you don't think Hashem's with you? Yeah, but that was yesterday. Today I have a different problem. Today I want slav today. I want this, I want that. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeini. What's the vart that they didn't internalize Hashem's reality, that they have to see if Hashem is with me or not? Is Hashem with me or is not with me? Every day the same story. What's the vart? The vart is that you're lacking your betachin Hashem. You don't trust Hashem. Going to Harlem means you don't trust Hashem. Why? Because why am I going to Harlem for? I want to see a miracle. Oh, look, guys, I went to Harlem. Hashem protected me. I have a story now. I can write it up in the newspaper. What's the vart? The vart is that I'm proving Hashem is with me. If you have to prove Hashem is with you, that means you're not a maimon. That's not betachan Hashem. L'sinasu is Hashem. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeni yim'ayin. Don't test Hashem. That's when you don't test Hashem. But here he's talking about a person of Betachin. He doesn't test Hashem. He knows Hashem is with him. He doesn't have to go to Harlem to see that Hashem is with him. He doesn't have to have, he could live a normal life, eat breakfast and see Hashem. Such a person that has no daigus in this world, because he doesn't have worries, he sees Hashem running the world. I will give in the relationship back the way you give me, Hashem says. That's the var, b'chonun abizayis. Because your betachan Hashem will be worthwhile, because you're giving in for me. That's pshat. That is a stira. Yeh pshat. A person that's saying that's testing Hashem doesn't know if Hashem is with him, right? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbi. That was the problem with the Yidden in Midbar. They kept on asking Hayesh Hashem b'kirbi. Hashem's like, you don't know I'm with you. I didn't do enough to prove I'm here. All the miracles I did now is a new problem. Oh, could Hashem bring slav? Yesterday he brought wood out of a rock. That wasn't good enough. You need to know if Hashem's with you again. He has to bring slav for you. It says it the whole time in the Midbar they were testing Hashem. So David HaMelech says they were not betech. They were not betech. Hashem did miracles for them, but they didn't internalize the miracle to realize that Hashem is here with us. Not just a miracle. Hashem is with us. They didn't bring it to that level. We have the same problem. We have the same problem in our life that we don't bring the Hashkachas Hashem to realize Hashem's running the world. What are you worried about? Russian collusion and bombs going off and the world's going to be blown up by atomic bombs. Hashem Baruch Hu runs the world. What are you worried about? Right? You don't realize Hashem's running the world. You woke up in the morning and opened your eyes. How did you see? It's Hashem. So if you connect Hashem, b'chanunah b'zayis, and you feel that Hashem promises you that He will repay you for that. He will extend the relationship greater. And that's not a chasaran of doing Shulay L'Shema. Because you're doing for the relationship. And Hashem wants you to do for that reason. He doesn't want you to say, I deserve it. That's you shouldn't do avoida manasaka b'pras, which means you shouldn't say, I deserve this reward. That's the chasavos mazal. But in the relationship, right, that if you extend yourself for Hashem, Hashem will extend Himself back to you. That's where the pasuk of Chanu B'Zayis is applicable. That if you do more for Hashem and you give Meiser, Hashem will do more for you. That's the var. If you're not going to do more for Hashem, Hashem's doing for you whatever He can do for you right now. You want Hashem to do more for you, you have to do more. Right? If you want Hashem to do more for you, Hashem's giving you a relationship, right? You want Hashem to expand it, you do more for Him, and He'll expand it. That's his chanuah b'zayis. You give ma'isa, you do more mitzvahs. Let's see the marpil nefesh. Umam sechlusei b'mitzvahs abayrei, she'ein eloi mitaris Hashem, ha'malamed l'odem das, eich yivtach Hashem. You didn't learn the Torah told you to realize Hashem, and to betach in Him, to trust in Him. Adam can you steal from Hashem? Katam koiv meisiv amartam. Makav anucha meister tshuma. You stole from Hashem, you didn't give meister. V'meirat enorem ha'oven zeh sh'ani shalech klol v'meister deichem. V'oisi atam koivim ha'goy kuloi. Haviu es meister el beis ha'oitzer v'yatayrat b'veisi l'tam l'cham el yiri Hashem sh'en beis Hashem mamash. If you support Tyra, you give your meister and you support the kahanim. V'chano b'zayis amar kodesh amar Hashem tzvokais m'leftach l'chem es haruas ha'shemayim v'rekais l'chem brocha ad b'lidai. You'll see, I'll take care of you. And I'll give such tremendous bracha because you didn't rob me and you did your avoida. Kol parash Hashem. V'ayim asher kosavti b'shal shlishi paragim memayas ha-meister mikol ha-shachan Hashem la'adam shemitzu g'day ha-moyid v'shem ha-imam le'sifin. So if you do for Hashem more, Hashem will do for you. That's the b'chanunah b'zayis. That I'm doing for Hashem, I'm trusting in the fact that Rabbi Shalom runs the world, and therefore I know that that's going to benefit me. Mm-hmm. The fact that I'm not testing Hashem's existence. I don't have to see Hashem miracles. I don't have to see miracles. I know Hashem is running the whole world, and therefore I'm extending my betachin to Hashem, and I'm soymach on Him, and I'm not worried about all these daigas and being nervous about everything. Because I know that Hashem promised us in the Torah, the entire Torah promised us that He's going to take care of us if we keep the Torah. Ekev Asheshama, right? Parshas Ekev starts off that you listen to Hashem, Vahevchan Hashem will love you. That means that the Torah is true. The Torah, if you keep the Torah more, Hashem will love you more. Right? It says in Feir Shepasik, Ekev Asheshama. Then I'll love you. In other words, you have to believe in the fact that the Torah is bracha. That's the betachen. B'chanunin ha-bezayis, that the betachen in Hashem, that He's in a good investment. Hashem's a good investment. He's the best investment. Right? There's all different investments in this world. Chazal is saying to you that the best investment is Hashem. Why? Because He's the one that's maftiach us lechanun abizayis, that we invest in Hashem and we give tzedakah, we give meiser, then Hashem will repay us. So we're relying on Him, even if we don't see the bracha right away. We're relying on His commitment of the Torah to be soymach on Him. That's the vart chanun abizayis. Not that I'm testing to see if Hashem is here and I need a story. Someone told the Brisk Rav that came out with a book, all kind of miracles. B'tachin miracles, yeah? Biskrov said, you need a book to see Hashem? You need a book of miracles to see Hashem? You don't see Hashem? You wake up in the morning? Biskrov said that. That's exactly what the Vart over here is. That's the Vart. Not testing to see if Hashem exists. Then you don't have B'tachin. It's the testing to Hashem to see if you extend the relationship for Hashem, will He extend back to you? That's the Vart, that if you don't realize the mitzvah Hashem, how Hashem promised in the Torah that He's going to provide for someone who does more mitzvahs and has more avos Hashem, Hashem will provide. If you don't realize that, it's the chlusoi b'mitzvahs ha'boira, but it's the Torahsai. You don't understand the whole Torah. The ganze Torah, that's the type of one is saying. The whole Torah is betachen. Have a good Shabbos.